It's 18 hours and now the news with Ayn.
Welcome to Sub-Eater Radio. Here are the latest news.
US snipers have killed two Iraqis whom they say were selling weapons in Saddam Hussein's hometown of Tikrit. International aid groups are pressing Liberian rebels to allow aid through. International peacekeepers have now landed near the capital, Monrovia, and embattled President Charles Taylor has tendered his resignation. A website set up to advise small businesses not to get caught up in a European directory scam has come under pressure from the company it exposes, European City Guide, who allege trademark infringement. In camp news, there's an angel meeting at 9 p.m. in the Angel Tent. If you haven't heard about this already, you should be listening to the radio more. Human Go is being played at 6 p.m. In other words, right now, behind the Hack Centre. Look for the guys with the Chinese hats. It's hot, although maybe cooling down, but I'm going for a swim soon anyway. Make sure you wear a hat in the sun and drink loads of water. For Lost and Found, head towards the Hack Centre, have a look at the info desk, there's lots of things there, or have a look at Wiki Info Desk Changes. A couple of guys have used our new notice board outside the tent here. Maybe you should as well. There's a Debian mirror at IP address 81.161.133.254. That come up to the tent if you want to see that again. Feel free to use that, and there's an upload directory for use. And I've also got the public key for Daniel Dehenin, who may well be that person. Thank you. And in network news, there is no news because the network seems to be up running. My wireless has been fine, and that's what's important.
Hello, this is Sub-Ether Radio 88.3. Now we have the Meaning of Life show from 6 till 8, and we will guide you through the afternoon. We will have some guests and talk about the hacker ethics and so on. But first of all, we will give some information about what's happening now, what will happening in the next hour. Now at 6 o'clock starts the human Go game, an inspiration and social installation with Heino C. Just go over the behind the Hacker Center, and there you will find all the men with the hats just starting now. But also at the same time, 6 p.m. is the Hacking Smart Cards in Tent A, and also a speech on printing on demand technology overview in Tent B. Just go there if it's interested to you. Otherwise, listen to us, discuss with us, stay with us, tune in.
Once again, will the renegade master D4 damager with the ill behavior back once again, will the renegade master D4 damager power to the people back once again, will the renegade master D4 damager with the ill behavior back.
With the ill behavior.
again with the ill behavior, 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 with the ill behavior.
Hello, this is Sabi the Radio 88.3. We all hope you are not doing any ill behavior because we are talking about the meaning of life and the hacker's ethics. You are able to talk with us. You just can call 555 in our phone system here, or if you call from outside, you can call 49 for Germany, 33438 area code, and 642246. Your contribution is asked, so just please call if you have anything to say to the meaning of life, the hacker's ethics. Is there any hacker's ethics? What is it for you? Just call and we're gonna talk here. And right now, on our camp, on our station, this station is thought to be for you, from you, by all of us.
Doesn't mean we're too far down the line.
Free information is nothing which is normal, but how can it be? How should it be? This is a theme we can discuss here. We can discuss it here on our radio, on your radio station, Sub-Ether Radio 88.3. You can call for discussion here 5555. If you just want to listen to us, just call 5566. That's it. We are waiting for your call.
Killing in the name of you do what they told you. And now you do what they told you. Now you do what they told you. Now you do what they told you. Now you're under control. Now you do what they told you. Now you're under control. Now you do what they told you. Now you're under control. And now you do what they told you. Now you're under control. And now you do what they told you. Now you're under control. And now you do what they told you. Now you're under control. And now you do what they told you. Now you're under control. And now you do what they told you. Now you're under control. And now you do what they told you. Don't you die, justified. We're wearing a badge.
universe of numbers that represents the global economy. Millions of human hands at work, billions of minds, a vast network screaming with life. An organism. A natural organism.
Tailor's lazy son, I don't mind. Rub the lamp in the show goes on. I can make you travel in time and space. I can change your sex, I can change your race. You might be Genghis Khan in burning rage, or a go-go girl dancing in a silver cage. Still, you're my master and I'm your slave. One day I'll be free to reign.
Queen of Sheba will soon come crashing down from her throne.
C'était du bluff.
Cover my boy.
Sticking to my finger. You smell like used before. Your skin to me tastes rotten. Let me lick a little more.
Thank you.
welcome on Sub-Ether Radio 88.3. The Hacker Ethics might be known to all of you, not only since the book of Pekka Himanen from Finland. He wrote the book The Hacker Ethic and the Spirit of Information Age. But all for us, ethics is important. Ethics for freedom of information. All information must be free is the second point we found in our hacker ethics. But how is it in our world? How is it in our world? Is all information free? Do we all have the access to computers, everything that we can show how the world works? All of this is not so easy. We will have very soon from the FII, the Förderverein für eine freie informationelle Infrastruktur, two guests here. We will have Holger and Jens, who will discuss with us the problem of the information when it's not get free. It's when because soon there will be a vote on the European Parliament on the software patent, and this might bring new issues to all the developers of software when they will be introduced into the European Parliament, through the European Parliament software patent. And then what is the problem with this? What is the hindrance with patentism on the free flow of information? We will discuss soon with our guests. That's why stay tuned with Sub-Ether Radio 88.3. If you want to take part on the discussion, just call 5555 from inside of the camp, or call 33438 from outside and the area code 642246. Stay tuned on Sub-Ether Radio 88.3.
Shaking me, turn off the sun, pull the stars from the sky. The more I give to you, the more I die. And I want you. You are the perfect one.
Sitz. Hello, Sub Ether Radio 88.3, your radio on the campus. Got some information. There is an urgent call from the human goal game. We're looking for black goal. Black goal. Black goal figures. Please come and join the game behind the hacker center. Also, there's one information about the radio meeting. This is not as it was supposed to be on 8 o'clock p.m. today. It will take place tomorrow 2 p.m. at the fire lounge. The radio meeting, not today, but tomorrow 2 o'clock at the fire lounge. And there's also another live stream from the conferences at tent A and tent B. I will give the numbers you have. You need a pencil if you want to have the direct address, which is rpsp.wp/8.81.161.130.171/tent_ and capital letter A or B for the tent A and B point STP. That's the information at the moment for you at the camp, at your radio station, Sub Ether Radio 88.3. Welcome our two guests from the Förderverein für eine freie informationelle Infrastruktur. Both of them had been today in the tent and discussed the vote of the European Parliament on the software patent directive, which will take place in a couple of weeks.
1st of September, not a couple of weeks.
When it will take place?
And on the 1st of September, which is exactly Well, 3 weeks, yeah.
Something like 3 weeks. And will this be the place where then the direct decision will take place of the European Parliament, so will influence all of our government's laws and so on?
Yes, it will influence, it has to be implemented afterwards in the laws of the 12 European member states plus the new members of the European Union. So it's basically shaping the patentability of software in Europe.
So I will read the first 2 points on the hacker ethics, which might be interesting in this point of the patent. So the first one is access to computers and everything that can show how the world works should be unrestricted and complete. And the second one is all information must be free. So in which way does this new law or this problem about patents influence these ideas or this idealization of the free flow of information?
Well, because of patents, there will be no more free information, of course, because things will be patented and you can't use it because you will have to pay a license fees. So this is not, well, the information is free, but you, the information is free, but you can't use it without paying for it. So that makes it not free.
Yeah, patented information is, well, I'm hesitating. I wouldn't say free as beer, because of course you can see what's in the patent application, but you can't really creatively use it again, because you're bound to the patent holder who has exclusive rights to grant you a license or not to do so.
So he can decide if you can use it or if you cannot use it. So he can say, this is my, and I'm alone able to say what it's worth or what you can do with it. So I see a problem in it, which comes from, okay, when I say this is my, I developed this program, this software program, how can I be able to say, I mean, this is alone, this is, I'm the owner, because it's always impossible that someone has all the ideas, it's completely new. All what is used in the software is based on the ideas of other people's also before, which I can see in, and as a problem in this way. So what is then, why it's so urgent for you? Why it's so urgent for you to discuss this matter? What you think what we can do or what we shall do?
Well, the matter is important. We live in a world where copyright is a reality and something we won't change. Now and there are different opinions on copyright, and some people even justify it, or at least in a limited sense. Patents are very different because they exclusively limit the usage even of ideas, so you cannot re-implement it in a certain amount of time. And traditionally there was only copyright on software and no patents. Now this is going to change. We do not want the parliament to pass a law which legalizes patents or software, but the parliament, it's an open forum. It's our representatives who are there. So we can tell these representatives to change this directive in a way that it's not harmful for us, that patents on software are effectively impossible or that the courts have to decide and the whole thing gets messed up and then they have to amend it later, which is also, given the current situation, and not a better outcome.
So you are here on the camp for talking to the people, saying to the people, go to your representative, talk to them and about the matter, influence them and to get a change on the law.
Yes, we are doing meta lobbying here.
Okay, and before we come to the news, We have still Fatboy Slim.
Wait a moment.
Okay.
We are kind of the tourism office of Brussels. Brussels is a nice place to be. We are organizing a nice event there. We can get access into the parliament. We even might have a LAN party or something like that in the parliament, because we can get into the offices and so on. We just need people who like to be in Brussels and have fun there. So don't hesitate to go there, and we will try to get your support for accommodation and other things. You're welcome.
Okay, thanks a lot. We might discuss this later in the second hour, but now we go and have some more music before the news comes, which is right here, right now, by Fatboy Slim. Before